Last time on the Empire Initiative, the crew decided on a daring plan to rescue Zola Honeycutt using a teleportation circle hidden directly beneath the gallows. During the night, Zavari donned a disguise and joined the priests who administer last rites to the condemned. The following day, with their preparations made, the crew awaited the grim procession. Once on stage, Zavari cloaked the gallows in darkness and disappeared below with Zola in hand. However, having failed to activate the circle, Rain had little choice but to accept the help of Asmodeus for a second chance. As the spell took shape, a guard dropped down to thwart them, but, acting quickly, Dart knocked him aside and they narrowly escaped with their quarry. This is Episode 4, Dark Dealings.
Where did you guys teleport to?
Home.
Yeah.
You appear back at Castle Rend in the lobby where your guys is like permanent teleportation circle.
And then I just scratch the fuck out of it, right? Like, so that they can't.
Well, no, Dar's left behind.
Oh, yeah.
Dar will eat the jello.
Like, eat one bite.
Yeah.
Or better too.
You just need to mess it up.
Roll around in a little bit.
You know, come back. He's all like Nickelodeon oozed.
Slime.
Yeah.
Slime. That's the word.
What am I doing?
Oh, that's fine. It is also ooze, in a way, you know? So, as you guys teleport in, you like teleport into like the main lobby of Castle Rend. And like as soon as you like land, there's like a couple of people, you know, in the lobby kind of, you know, moving from one area to the next. But Pinna's walking through, and she goes, shh. So there's some people here.
Oh god.
Your people, actually.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there are some Umbermore paladins here.
Oh, okay. I asked them for
that. Okay,
yeah, no, that's fine.
There was Edmund in the room upstairs.
Who's that? What do you mean, who's that? She, like, looks.
Oh.
What?
Oh,
she's like, who are you? I'm Pinna.
Well, I'm Zola.
From P to Z. I haven't tried that one before, but we'll add it to the list.
Yeah. I'm Pinna. I'm Zola. Where'd she come from? She looks at Dart.
Ohio?
Well, anyway, yeah, there's some Overlord paladins. They're up in the meeting room with Edmund.
Okay.
And like a diplomat guy.
What's the diplomat's name?
I didn't catch his name, but he did announce himself. He was kind of like...
Do you have white hair?
Hoity-toity. No.
Oh, okay.
I should probably go up there and talk to them.
Yes, we probably should. I will turn to Zola.
Can you untie me?
Yes.
Untie her.
And tell her Willoughby sent us to retrieve you.
Ah. Good. Finally, that bastard's finally been useful for something. And she's kind of like rubbing the rope burns on her wrists. You know, I didn't think for a second that I would hang.
Good.
Just kidding. I was pretty sure I was done for.
Well, please, recuperate. We have food, drinks.
Spooked me. Yeah.
I've been...
And she smacks you. You know, she's like...
Zavari,
one of those people that like hits you when she laughs. Oh,
she wheezes a little. That shit hurts. But please, take care of yourself.
Oh, can you undo the shackles?
Yeah. Well, Eldritch Blast.
Shit. But they're still around my ankles. You're gonna break my shit!
Would you rather that or hang?
Well, that's ridiculous.
Nah.
Well, how are my people? Are you guys too busy to talk? You saved me and you can't even just inform me on what's going on. Tell me your names. Besides the Ham Crusaders, what does that even mean?
Unsure.
I'm King Dart.
Okay.
or Lord or whatever.
Alright. No, I can dig it.
It's hard to describe exactly who and what we are. Suffice it to say that our goals somewhat align with the goals of the clock, which is why we were interested in helping rescue you. You might also be pleased to know that we have Lord Saxton as our prisoner.
No, you can't go see him.
Can I kick him in the nuts?
Get in line.
Maybe. A long line.
There is a wait list. And I'm at the top of the fucking list.
The top of the list.
I'm second.
Speaking of Edmund, we should probably go upstairs and talk to him. There's much to discuss.
I don't know if I should be
not you.
Okay.
Not you.
I was going to say, I mean, information's always good. You guys are like clients of ours, is that what it is? And you got roped into rescuing me?
Yeah.
No, we're good. This is great.
We've been working with Eula.
Eula? Eula? Is that what she's going by these days? She just had a baby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
You got it written down here. So.
You piffing off, popping off?
Popping off.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, that's the name she's using right now.
Yeah, we met because she was trying to turn my children into indentured servants of sorts.
She couldn't possibly have been it.
Kind of a rocky start, but we're getting better.
She was a misunderstanding.
That's exactly the word she chose.
We do employ children, but we don't forcibly employ children.
Well, it seemed a little sketchy to their dad.
Fair enough. You know, I'm not a parent myself, so I guess I really, that's outside of, you know, my area of expertise.
Well, if you'll excuse me, there's some paladins I have to go talk to. Please make yourself at home.
Fair enough. And then I will need access to a diplomat's pouch when you have time. But I'll just, can I get something to eat or something?
There's a cafeteria.
A cafeteria? You guys really have everything, huh? The dining hall, which has been converted into a cafeteria.
Okay, I need to go talk to Edmund, clearly.
So are you guys going up in the meeting room with Edmund, the paladins, the diplomat?
Yeah, I got some diplomating to do.
I will go human form, of course.
Room on wait.
Yeah.
I assume this is the whole party. Are you bringing Razzlax? Actually, he's probably already in there with Edmund. That would make sense.
That or he's keeping an eye on Stizno, but I told him to.
Oh shit, that's right. He's supposed to be down there. So that's where he would be. So then I guess Taze would have to be in there with Edmund.
As best as I could, guys. I'm sorry. It's
Swatch. Yeah, we just.
Cannon Rain had to pick me. She, like. It's like about to piss her pants after that experience.
It was rough, yeah.
When she started feeling the warmth, she's like, God damn, I gotta pee. I hope Asmodeus knows that the feeling of his presence just makes me want to pee, that's all. Not in, like, a good way or a bad way. It's just... that's what I think of him as piss. Okay. Be careful, you might get a visit.
Go piss, girl.
Oh, my God.
I can't. Then.
No more piss talk.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not Dungeons and Daddies.
Love you guys.
Yeah, just kidding, though. I still thought the piss jokes were funny. Okay, we'll move on. So you guys are entering the meeting room, which is a little small for this number of people. Like, you guys, you know, usually don't have four guests in this room. So when you, like, walk in, Edmund is, like, sitting at the end of the table with Taze, like, kind of standing behind him. He's sitting in Dart's seat, if that makes sense. And then it's like they just, like, sat down. Like, if they're just starting, like, an actual meeting. And there are
three paladins wearing Umbermore regalia. What does Umbermore paladin armor look like?
Expensive.
Zavari, you recognize two of them.
Oh.
Zamaria doesn't, but Zavari does. The oldest and highest ranking paladin there, Artos Galvander. He's a very tall, very strong looking man with really intense scarring on his face. And he has, like, got his helmet on currently. And you also recognize Eleonora Lanou. He was a stern-looking woman with, like dark, she's, like, super tan.
Mm-hmm.
And she also has, like, a, like, butch buzz cut. And a tattoo above her eyebrow of like some elven script.
Okay.
And then you don't recognize the other paladin. But he is roughly like Eleonora's age. They're both like kind of younger. And he's got like black hair. And it's kind of like a little long. So it's kind of like, he's got his helmet on as well, but you can tell his hair is a little long because it's like kind of showing around his face.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Eleonora has her helmet off. And and then you see the diplomat who is also standing on the other side of the table.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Dominic Ethelred. He's an envoy of Umbermore, and he is like super well put together. Very, very, like, he's wearing like a very nicely tailored suit with all of like the accoutrements, the little like cufflinks, the little extra buttons, a perfectly folded neckerchief and everything, you know, and his hair is coiffed. He has like a golden brown hair, and his eyebrows, you can tell his eyebrows look like laminated.
Oh my god.
You know?
They're doing brow laminations.
You recognize him too. You know Dominic.
Mm-hmm.
He's effeminate, he's kind of stuffy, but overall, you know,
not that bad.
He's a diplomatic envoy, so he's at least somewhat personable. And that's what you guys walk into. And Edmund stands up and he goes, "Timing." And they all sort of turn and they look. And Dominic, he immediately kind of goes and he kind of scurries over and goes, "Lady Zavari, what a pleasure! I didn't know you'd be here tonight." He's like, oh, overly friendly, and then and you kind of look at him, he's like, "Fine, no bow, my lady."
"Hello, you look well." "Thank you.
It's been a long time."
"It has. I didn't know that you would be here."
"Yeah,
nobody sent word ahead of you."
"Well, we were told it was an emergency." "Yeah, you had sent a message to Lord Zaris, correct? And we started, you know, kind of preparing for it, doing our research and whatnot." "Yeah, I'm not trying to spill the beans in front of the kid, but you know." "And, but then we got a message from Edmund directly." "And at that point, Lord Zaris and Count Remu had decided that it was of utmost importance to arrive as soon as possible. Lord Zaris still had the sigil, so we just teleported right in."
"Perfect."
"Yeah. Oh, it's forever at your family service."
"Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Now please, move your presence over there."
"Yeah. Of course. Well, now that we are all here, I'd like to introduce myself. I am Dominic Ethelred.
Dame
Rain. And you, my good sir. He does not flinch at all. He's just like, he doesn't look disgusted. Most people look disgusted when you do that.
Wet.
Does not react to the wetness. My good sir, may I presume that you are Lord Dart?
That's correct.
I had a feeling that might be you. Well, it is lovely to meet you. I am Dominic Ethelred, envoy of Umbermore. And I am accompanied today by some of Umbermore's finest paladins.
We are pleased you were able to join us so quickly.
Yes, we pride ourselves in being timely. He will gesture to the paladins, and the paladin that Zavari recognizes, the older one, he goes, Artos Galavander, at your service, my lords and ladies. Eleonora Lanew, rank 5, and the new guy that you don't recognize is Warren Darger. It is a pleasure to see you in person, Lady Zavari. And he's blushing.
We're just doing a tennis match back and forth, like
all of the paladins bow.
There we go.
They would know. They would know.
Yeah, they will.
They would know, honestly. Yeah.
Enough pleasantries. There are important matters to discuss.
Indeed, says Dominic. I agree. Let us discuss. Let us leave.
Crunch.
Well, now that the Lord of Castle Red is here, do you want to lead us in the meeting?
Well, let me start by telling you why we called you here.
I assure you, we have done our research.
Then you know well it is our goal to put Edmund back on the throne, as it were, of Vettigar.
Yes, which we are in agreement with fully, 100%. That is the plan. We do have a plan, if I may.
Please.
We will escort Edmund back to Vettigar. Announce that Edmund, the true heir, has returned. Lord Saxon, I have been told, is going to be tried for his crimes. And we have an executive order from the Emperor to reinstate Edmund. So, essentially, we'll just bring him home and make sure that he's safe. We will install some of our own people to work with Edmund while he rebuilds his team to be a trustworthy one, to which we will go back home. And hopefully Vettigar will be able to stand on his own.
Yeah, it's our aim to see that the transition of power goes as peacefully and as smoothly as possible.
We fully agree. And actually, Lord Zaris himself, insisted upon it.
As much fun as it has been, what's a gentle way of putting this, clearing obstacles out of Edmund's way, there are many other pressing matters that the King of Andrum require my attention. So we'd like to see this done not only peacefully, but in a timely fashion.
Oh, for the Umbermores.
We are nothing if not efficient.
Please speak up if you have input.
No, what Dart's input is my input.
I like everyone to be heard, that's all I'm saying.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think the time has come. I'd like to hear Edmund's opinion.
Edmund's like, yes. Yeah, you guys really That's it, we're done. I just win. Is that what you're saying?
If I recall correctly, this would also guarantee our alliance.
When you say our, you mean you and Edmund? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I get you the deed and everything. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll get you guys your paperwork.
And presumably, if the Umbermores are friendly with Bedegar, then the Umbermores will be friendly to us. Especially since...
Given everything.
Zavari is our compatriot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a win-win-win for everybody. Well, small question. Other than... what exactly did the Umbermores get out of this? Like, I'm glad that they're helping us. Why are they helping us?
I mean, when Zaris was here, I introduced him to Edmund and knew that eventually Edmund would need allies. What better ally than the Umbermores?
Well, I find it unusual that the Emperor slapped his seal of approval on this when he was also the one who slapped his seal of approval on Lord Saxton.
I don't think he slapped his approval on Lord Saxton. I think Saxton just took it.
Until he had confirmation that Edmund was alive, probably.
Dominic will explain that, like, you know, he's like, I didn't speak with the Emperor, but no one was aware that until Lady Zavari had informed us, no one was aware that Saxton was the one who orchestrated it. So through the eyes of the law, Saxton had taken over lawfully. And then he was requesting, you know, aid for...
But then he was proven to be a usurper.
What he was doing, but...
Deal.
Yeah.
I mean, with Edmund here as proof, right, he's being... So now it's like... So now Saxton is going to stand trial for his crimes, you know? So ultimately, that means Edmund is the rightful ruler, and the Emperor wants us to be peaceful, wants us to work together.
Does that mean...
So,
given Edmund's approval of us and the Umbermore's approval of us, that we no longer have beef with the Emperor?
I mean, did we ever?
I mean, how happy you'd be to find out that I'm trying to restore the Kingdom of Andoran, but...
Well, he doesn't know at the moment. Does not hurt him.
I am the DM. Are you
asking, God.
Are you on the Emperor's radar? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
As an enemy.
Yeah.
It's kind of unclear. The Emperor would probably kind of know about you based on, like, your connection to Zavari, right? But it's not like you are actively opposing him, like, out in the open. Like, maybe a little bit here and there, but not making enough noise to, like, really, like... The Emperor's not after you. Kenway's after you. Saxton was after you.
But what I'm doing now kind of makes me look good in the Emperor's eyes to a certain degree, because I'm restoring a guy who was unlawfully usurped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you've kept him safe this whole time.
And, like, the Umbermores are a powerful house, and I'm in good with them.
And the Umbermores have, like, the closest connections to Emperor Dane of, like, all of the other baronies.
Right, then that's all.
Or all the other... The Umbermores actually a county, but...
I'm just trying to clarify.
Oh, yeah, of course, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, like...
Okay, but it all sounds punky-ish to me.
Absolutely everything you guys were doing, he might not be, like, too happy about it, but, like, you guys were, like, small fries to him. Like,
for another
ragtag adventurers.
Well, once we've settled this, that means we can get back to the other stuff we were doing.
Mm-hmm. Going up to...
With some powerful friends backing us up.
You know, and so Dominic's like, yeah, I mean, I don't like rude or insult you or anything, but we just thought it best if we take over from here. Like, you guys have done, let's face it, you guys have done the hard part, right? So
Well,
yeah, that all sounds punky Brewster to me.
As long as he's still a lord and I'm a knight, then
that's up to Edmund. I can bring. Only Edmund can change that. Okay.
I mean, it shouldn't be a problem. We'll have the paladins. We're gonna summon in more people, and then we're gonna go.
Do you know Leslie?
Dominic? Are you asking Dominic if he knows Leslie?
Yeah.
Leslie, the paladin? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, everybody knows Leslie. You should tell her Green said hi.
Okay, sure. He clocks you. He clocks you 100%. He's like, all right, I'll tell her. Don't worry, honey.
Oh, it's okay. I'll make sure Zara says when we're on our next date. And just, like, pushes it away.
Cool. So,
he's like, what is their date? She's like, meow.
Oh, good to know.
I guess the only thing I really need to know now
is,
and now I need to talk to the clock lady again, because this is a settled matter.
We're good here. Go team.
Okay, excellent.
Next court.
Yeah, thanks as well. Maybe someday in the future we'll collaborate with Bedivar. And Edmund's like, yeah, sure, whatever. I mean, yeah, I really want to like focus on like schools and infrastructure and healthcare and stuff.
Speaking of all that good stuff, we're going to release Lord Saxon into your custody.
Oh, okay, you want us to put him on trial? Yeah, sure.
That's the business.
That's the idea. Yeah,
that's the business of Bedigar.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's fine. I'll just have to write a letter, and I can arrange for transport as well, like prisoner transport. Wow, you guys are very agreeable. I've heard mixed things.
Well, we've been in mixed company.
That is something that I can relate to. Dame. Right.
Well, Dominic?
Yes.
Pat, is it like Sir Dominic or just Dominic?
Dominic Ethelred, envoy of Umber. But you don't have to say the whole thing. There's not an honorific for being an envoy. He's just a diplomat.
Okay.
He works for the family. Lady Zavari.
Yes. Are you well?
Very.
Your mother asked me to ask you that sincerely.
Will please tell my mother that I am fine.
Okay. Thank you, Lady Zavari. And he'll bow.
Writes notes, has bangs.
Dame Rain, Lord Dart, I just want to extend, on behalf of Umbermore, I want to extend our gratitude. You have kept Lady Zavari safe. She is clearly safe and in good company here. She's doing well. And we know that she cannot return home right now, so we are just glad that she is in your charge and that you are caring well for her. And, thank you. When you do visit Umbermore, you will be treated as such, as heroes, because that's what you are. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for your assistance, and, she's pretty great. She makes it easy, but difficult at the same time, you know? Which is a fun little mix.
That's good. It's amazing.
Lady Shabari is a beach.
She is.
Edmund's like...
A small amount of decorum, my young lord.
Saxon hears it.
Oh, great.
I know. And Zavari's like slipping out the door. She has business to take
care of. At the same time, like, good job, kiddo.
Yeah, Rain definitely does she's like, where'd she go? And just like, as she sees her, like, arm slipping through the door. And, like, definitely gives her a head start because she knows she needs it, but will, like, follow her and give her space to do her thing, but will be there.
Where are you going?
The dungeon.
Man, backed it up.
So I feel like one of the most obvious ones, I don't even need to read any lyrics, I feel, is I'm confident that I'm insecure. Lawrence. Yeah, that's pretty self-explanatory. It's a great song. You should definitely listen to it. Number two is Showdown by Marty Grimes and with Bradley Denniston and BJRNCK. I don't know how to say that, but that's what it says. It's actually the opening credit song of Cannon Busters.
Hell yeah.
On Netflix, and it is an amazing song, and it definitely, there's definitely, like, one, it's the epitome of my, like, Rachel Voss bait of songs. Like, there's claps, there's call and response, there's a sultry alto, there's horns, there's rap, there's just, it's just, like, oh, a bunch of stuff that I enjoy all into one, and the lyrics just are very rain. I feel like the whole song is just really applicable to Rain and us as a crew. We got places to go, things to do, people to see, and we got to get it done right away. So if you were the crew, guess we a team thicker than thieves, and we all trying to help find a way. And then like there's more, but like the chorus starts like, so we won't fall until gravity is gone, until we've been on this road too long, so long, playing with fire. Like, it's so Rain. The third one is very difficult for me to choose, because the last time I chose this, I chose My Chick Bad, because it was her, like, I'll stick with that one. So My Chick Bad, Ludacris and Nicki Minaj, because it's her warm-up song for Access Well. See, those are her top three played songs on her playlist.
For Zavari, her musical playlist is like a diary entry for her. She usually relates to it in some way, whether good or bad. I think her third most listened to song is Cobra by Megan Thee Stallion, but the remix. And I will share a line because I can. The line that she relates to the most in the song is, breaking down and I had the whole world watching, but the worst part is really who watched me. Every night I cried, I almost died, and nobody close tried to stop it.
Calling to you, Dan.
And the next line says, as long as everybody's getting paid, right? Calling everything will be okay, Dan. Right? No.
No?
No. And I'll let you guys think about that one.
Daddy didn't get paid.
Daddy does the paying.
No. The whole thing is the worst.
The next song that I think is probably, gosh, number two is, probably The Bolter by Taylor Swift. And the line that she relates to in that song is, splendidly selfish, charmingly helpless, excellent fun till you get to know her, that she runs like it's a race, and like thinking about her, like, yeah, in the regard when she ran away and has been keep doing that ever since. And I think, her number one song at the moment, this is really hard, actually. I think her top listen to song right now is probably Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish. And I'm only saying this because I think it's What Was I Made For still, mm-hmm. but I'm going with something different this time. And the lyrics I feel like she relate to is, I had a dream, I got everything I wanted, not what you'd think, and if I'm being honest, it might have been a nightmare to anyone who might care. I think that she was like, I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
That's Savari's playlist. That's why I'm like, I've been bumping this all day. I'm in a terrible mood.
Mm-hmm. You want me to go?
Yeah. Awesome.
So one of them, I think, would be, I think it was the first song I told you guys was Dart's like theme song, which is Lily Pad on Your Doorstep.
Oh, yeah.
By Don't Stop or We'll Die. Which I think I don't even need to read all of the lyrics. I think just the line, I've been trying to fuck that frog all summer, pretty much sums it up. And then my second one is just called Mountain Banjo by Rhiannon Giddens, which some people would probably recognize as being one of the, like, you're riding around on your horse songs in Red Dead 2. I like banjo. Dart loves banjo, so it seemed appropriate. And then the last one is going to date me horribly. It's called To Try for the Sun by Donovan, which is some real old folk music.
I love it.
Hell yeah.
So, you know, for those of our listeners who were enjoying folk pop music in the 1970s, that one's for you.
Yeah, we got a little something for everybody. Zaris, you know that character.
Yeah, I don't want to do Zaris, though, for a very specific reason.
Valid taste, but you don't listen to the music that I think Taste would listen to.
I know, like, I was thinking, I was like, God, what, Hozier or some shit?
I love Hozier. Don't bring him into this.
Look, I don't think it's bad. I just don't know the names of the songs.
That's Val. I do have a Taste playlist.
Numbers Val, her favorite song is that song from Rent that's all the number 525,600
minutes. Don't get me started.
How do you measure? That's Numbers Val's favorite song.
Calling all musical and or theater kids. We're up.
I just outed Numbers Val
as a theater kid.
Yeah, and you know,
explains why she's so theatrical with it.
Valentina, that's Valentina.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
I'm a woman on the run. I had to.
It's okay. We love it.
I will give Taste's. I think his top listen to song is Francesca by Hozier.
Yeah, of course. There it is.
You goddamn right, that's where it is.
Mm-hmm. Whoop, there it is. And that's whose favorite song is Whoop, There It Is in the Waltor.
It would be Waltor.
There it is.
Whoop, there it is.
Oh my God.
There it is.
You guys are out of your mind. Waltor's favorite song is the Tootsie Roll.
Let me see that Tootsie Roll.
Him backed it down.
Well, she goes to the dungeons and Rain tails her. Dart, you're still with Edmund. What do you do?
You guys want to tell Edmund that, you know, this is where we're going to be parting ways, at least for a little while. But I'm proud of all the progress he's made, and that I expect to hear good things the next time we run into each other. I think he's got some good gold in mind, and I've set him up for success as much as I possibly can.
Dark. Lord Dark. Thanks. And then he just grabs you and, like, brings you into a big, tight hug. Do you let him hug you?
Yeah, I guess.
You're kind of like a mean dad to me.
You've come a long way since you were a slave.
She was ever a slave. I think it's just cats.
Never. There were orcs, you know? That'll make a huge distinction.
I like, as soon as Dart sees a kid, he's like, that must be a fucking slave. I gotta free them. Fucking liberation, bitch.
Oh my god, yeah.
I'm still caged, Ruth.
Thanks. I know what you mean. It's okay. It's alright. And then he stops for a second and he takes like a big exhale and he goes, it'll be my first time seeing my own my family.
It'll also be the first time you're seeing your home with your new family.
You follow the bear. You're there.
Well, I just put my hand on his shoulder. I'm like, follow me. You're ready.
I hope so.
I'm going to my home.
And he starts to tear up. I think I need to go sit down. Lay down, maybe. Put my headphones in. Listen to some music.
Read one of the many books on leadership I've given you.
Yeah. It's on my TBR.
The TBR is never ending. Mine is so long.
Thanks, darling, for everything. And I'm sure we'll work together again sometime soon. I'll write you. Okay?
You've got my Duke's Lomance pouch number?
Yeah.
My D-mail?
D-mail! Yes. I have your D-mail. Hey, that's kind of catchy. Maybe that'll catch on.
Zara sent me some D-mail. Can I hear that echo throughout the entire cast?
Just the same for like 4 seconds.
And sooner than that.
I'm sorry.
I did. I will take credit for that.
But yeah. So he's gonna go cry in his room because it's been a rough one.
His sweet non-caged room.
Yeah. Maybe his last cry in his room. I'm gonna kind of miss Castle Rend. It's really quaint.
You put a lot of work into it.
Yeah. I'll definitely try to see if we can get more workers your way to fix up these walls and everything.
We're all moving on. We gotta make sure that the churchy thing gets fully sanctified or
consecrated.
Consecrated. But we promised the ghosts 800 sessions ago.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Had the promise I plan on keeping.
And they trust you. That's why they haven't gone mad yet.
Wait, am I a cleric? I can't do that shit.
You are a cleric now. Yeah, you were before, but yeah, you could do it now, I guess. Theoretically. Oh, wait, do you have ceremony? You have to have ceremony. Or, like, a scroll for it.
Oh, no. Lucian has ceremony.
Yeah. Yeah, but you could probably, like, commission a scroll of ceremony and then do it. But, yeah, so...
That's my last act as the informal head of Castle Wren. When I commission the reconsecrating of the church so that the ghosts that we ran into 9,000 sessions ago can finally be put to rest and we can move on.
Yeah, I mean, the castle's yours. So.
Yeah, we're gonna, like, go do other stuff.
For now, yeah. I assume you'll come back.
Presumably.
It's your home, or it has been, and you have the deed to it.
Yeah, but I'm the lord of all kinds of stuff.
You're the lord of Grievous Marin.
I should knight all of my kids. How funny would that be?
Oh my god.
You could.
Baby knights.
Squires.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They could all be squires. Okay, so. Down in the dungeon.
Did you go down there to kick him in his email?
Nice.
On the way down to the dungeon, I'm going to grab just like a tray of food. I'm going to take it with me.
Okay. Razalax is like, Lady Zavari. He's been vigilant. He has, like, not even, seemingly not moved from the spot that he was in.
I need to speak with the prisoner.
Go ahead. He was sleeping.
Perfect. Thank you. She will...
He's just going to sound like that,
though. Oh, yeah.
He's not leaving.
Oh, yeah, no, she's trying to make him leave. She understands that. She will go in with a plate of food and set it down.
And into the cell?
Yeah.
You're going to throw loose pieces of, like, cheese?
He's chained up, like...
in his face and something right there?
Like this?
Probably.
Bread eagle chains suspended in the air.
She is going to change her appearance to be human. She knows that he is a human supremacist, and he's probably a misogynist, so she's going to be a guy. Just a human guy. And she is, before she wakes him up, she's going to turn to Razlax. Be like, the things I tell him aren't going to be the truth. I just need to get some information out of him, okay?
You do not have to explain yourself to me. Not unless you, you know, betray him.
Thank you so much. So then, yeah, she will go over and wake him up and, like, you know, have, like, a sandwich. Like, you should probably eat, Lord Saxton.
His eyes are kind of blurry out of focus. He's like, who are you?
Someone loyal. You should eat. Here's some water.
I wait first.
Okay. He takes a bite. Would you like for me to drink your water first, too?
Yes.
Drink some of the water.
It was like fucking ravenously eating. As soon as like you put it near his mouth, he's just like...
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
It's not like, did you guys instruct Razalex to starve him? I don't think so. So he's probably on it or something.
Probably not.
But not much.
Yeah.
Considering.
Soup. I take it it's all for 2 body breaks a day.
As he eats, she kind of is talking in a low tone. She's like, you're in a very precarious situation. I'm sure you understand that.
You never heard of kill me. I don't know why they haven't done it yet.
Well, these are the types that believe in justice. They claim to put you on trial for your crimes.
I deserve justice.
Of course.
I've not committed any crimes.
Of course, but, you know, unfortunately you have made yourself some enemies in your time.
Haven't we all?
Very true.
More water.
Water.
How'd you get down here? Why are they letting you talk to me?
Special privileges.
Make a deception check with advantage.
15 plus 8. 15 plus 8's the best one.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty fucking good. Well, what do you suggest that I do?
I think you could use a friend in this situation.
Are you a lawyer?
This could be better than one.
What, are you going to break me out of here or something?
It's not outside of the realm of possibility.
With that guard standing there?
Trust me.
Razlax does not react at all.
So, trust me. It's not a problem. But, like I said, you have made some powerful enemies. I need an idea of exactly what I would be getting myself into if I break you out. I've heard that the Kenways aren't too fond of you.
Oh, no.
I hear you're not too fond of the Kenways.
Why would I be?
Fair. I hear that you are interested in seeing them gone. Is that true?
What are you getting at with this?
I had a friend, Master of Ravens. Did he work for you?
Master of Ravens?
Yeah, Raven... Tattoos, monk.
Oh, yes.
Very skilled with combat.
Maybe. What was his name?
I don't know if Zavari would know the name.
He wouldn't know. I'll have him make a history check. Continue to describe him. He had
he was like bald.
Gauges. He was bald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overly sweaty, probably.
crushing bone, right? I'm sorry, right?
I know that his last mission was to come here, actually.
With who?
Fuck, I can't remember. Not Saxon, because this is Saxon. But, Paladin.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, no, that guy kind of worked for me. Why? I don't know what I'm talking about. I think Paladin wanted some extra backup. Other than just the soldiers and the other knights. And he still fucking failed.
Well,
useless.
The monk, he did some other jobs, very impressive. I remember he had some dealings up in Dalarath with the Kenways. Do you remember that?
Paladins?
The monk.
A deal?
Dealings.
Dealings?
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I heard that he attacked the royal family there. And if that's true under your call, that's fine. I just need to make sure what I'm getting myself involved with freeing you.
Well, what, are you with the Kenways?
No.
Alright, well, I mean, no, I didn't hire him to do that. I've heard about the attack. I didn't know he was behind or that he was a part of it, but I didn't hire him for that. He's a mercenary, but he was recommended to us by the Emperor.
Oh, perfect. The Emperor, okay.
Or like, you know, the Emperor's advisors. I mean, you know, I've never actually talked directly to him.
Okay. She keeps feeding him. Quelling the anger in her stomach. She was had some plans if he was behind it, but since he's not, she will not have to hurt him.
And Rain, how far away were you when you were tailing this situation? Are you like at the top of the stairs listening?
I'm at like either outside the door or like top of the stairs, just like listening to the interaction. I do want to start like making my way and maybe just like eye and Razzlax and just like her. I'm not like sneaking on her. I don't want to sneak on her. We're just working on this trust. Why am I sneaking?
But do you think Zavari can hear you?
If she does, I don't think she cares.
Really, but if you're not sneaking, then Zavari could probably hear you.
Yeah.
So yeah. So,
I come in and Razzlax probably sees me and I'm just like sitting there, I'm not doing anything. Like,
he goes, "Dame Ray."
I'm just, no questions. You go. Like, I'm just here. Keep doing you.
She will at least let Saxon finish his food in case for whatever reason this character needs to come back down here.
Saxon looks at Rain and says, "You. You're the one with the really hard fists, aren't you?"
Is that what I'm known for now? I guess, yeah.
He kind of like turns his head and there's like a fucking big, you know, swollen spot from where he punched him.
You're the one with the really thick skull. The only reason why I'm allowing this to happen, whoever you are, is because you deserve to eat. You need your strength before tomorrow, because you're not ready for what tomorrow brings.
What do you mean?
You can stew on that, as long as you have the... so just hang in there.
Oh my god, one of those motivational posters that says hang in there, but it's just Saxon hanging.
Rain draws it, but it's a stick figure.
There's a theme to the episode tonight.
Oh, hanging... Hanging around,
you guys.
Yeah, you could be threatening him to be hanged.
Mm-hmm. But it's just like a poster outside of the cell he can't reach.
Yeah. So,
just so there's a motivation for you.
Looks at you with contempt. Even now, he's still fucking pissy and angry and
racist.
We can bring you some water from the.
You're one of those dirty dwarves, aren't you?
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Did you say that out loud?
Where's that slippery little frog?
He's everywhere and nowhere at the same time.
That's right. He's a real slimer.
That's
hard ER.
That's when I slowly just pop up from behind his shoulders.
Been there the whole time. And he's like,
oh, I'm gonna forget. I love him. There's a secret entrance that only you know.
It's like you heard him call you a slimer with a hard ER. And he called Rave dirty.
Oh, so he did say that out loud?
Yeah.
Zavari punches him.
Yeah. I thought you were my friend.
I lied. I'm sorry. Anyway, Umbermore will be here to hang you soon. Just thought you should know.
I thought I was getting a trial.
You're definitely going to be found guilty.
We'll see about that. I had a representation. I'm entitled to it.
Sure.
We're going to call to the stand that one weird dude that we helped escape from the Star Chamber.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember him?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, the gay guys, though.
They survived.
Wow.
They should come live in the house already.
Oh, they just weird gurgling sound stripping from the record.
Game is bird.
Oh my.
You gotta rename it.
It's where all the gays live.
But yeah, those gay guys, they survived because you helped them get out of there.
Zari's gonna leave after that.
Keep off my back. You're nasty.
You're projecting. Rain leaves.
Raz likes to put.
See the heat off Zavari, basically. She's
I'm just gonna let you be pissed because you are rightfully pissed.
Raz likes it. It's hard to believe someone can be so unpleasant.
Thank you.
That's like the meanest thing you ever heard him say.
You're very, very unpleasant. We've already need you, just gagging. We don't need more negativity being spewed from this one.
Indeed. I have been stuffing my ears with cotton.
Stuff his throat. Not really. Leave room.
He has to breathe. I think I understand what you're saying.
Metaphorically speaking. And a little bit physical.
This is the first time Razzlex seems flustered. He's like,
It's like, okay, bye. It just goes.
Is it like a night tension thing? Like, you know,
night to night.
Well, nights. We got a lot in common.
Nah, it's just rain being rain.
In the morning, more, if you guys are, fine with advancing the clock or whatever, in the morning, more Umbermore's people will arrive. Not
Umbermoreans.
Umbermoreans, yes, that's right. Oh, yeah, you have to talk to Zola. She's up drinking.
In the morning, just, breakfast with her. She could have been, sleeping now that she was, safe. And
Yeah, she probably slept for a while, but yeah, you... Talk to her in the morning.
I guess I just wanted a reassurance from her that we can count on them in the future for not necessarily to be direct allies per se, but that they'll work with us in providing us with information and being a reliable friend.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I mean, yeah, She's like, I was wondering when I got the chance to talk to you. Am I able to send a message to my people yet?
Yeah,
okay. Excellent. So as soon as they get this message, she starts like writing out something. As soon as they get this message, they should be sending you the intel that they have.
There's something that I was hoping...
I'm guessing they had some kind of intel. That's why you did this.
Yeah, and there's also something...
Okay, really good.
Use your group's particular set of skills in tracking down.
Okay.
I'm looking for a particular fork. Bryn Blood Harvester.
Yeah.
And I'm also looking for... I don't have the exact details, but we're looking for, like, not even a set per se, but magical swords typically found in churches. I think is what we were after at one point somewhere in this campaign before we started... building a castle.
Right, because you have one and you have one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We found them both in churches.
Yeah, she has the other
ones. She has all of them?
I don't know all of them. I think she has some other ones at least.
Lady Serial.
So, Lady Serial, you don't know how many she has?
Oh, okay.
But you do know... I think I told you guys they're not all swords, and that Lord Kenway has one. He has the bow of binding, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
So they're not all swords. It's just mostly swords.
Remember, Kenway wants your sword.
We're just looking for information on a couple of people.
Yeah, no, I think you were told there are six in total, although some people say there are seven.
If you combine them together, it's the ultimate seven.
Then we're looking for information on Bryn Blood Harvester, Lady Serial, and Kenway. As much information as we can get.
Okay. Fair enough. I assume that they're working on something for you, but I'll find out here in just a minute. And if you allow her, she'll use your diplomat's pouch to send messages. And, she gets a response really quickly. Because it's like, hey, I'm safe, I'm done. They're like, oh my god, we heard about what happened. Nobody from the clock witnessed it because we were all staying far away to, you know, not compromise anything. But everyone heard what happened. And nobody knows what the fuck, who did it, or how. It's fucking crazy over here. Not gonna lie. that was the most fucking legendary escape ever. They're gonna call you Zola the Unkillable, Zola the Invincible.
That's cute.
But she will give you the information that they have been able to dig up about Blood Harvester Bryn, because you did already ask them about it, and they said, well, we'll give you what we have if you help us, and we'll obviously, like, help you more. This is like forging an alliance. I mean, this is the leader of the clock, and she's like, hey, you know, you gotta save my fucking life. So, like, as long as, you know, we're cool, like...
We're cool.
We're cool.
One of these days, we're gonna start taking credit for stuff we do.
Well, they'll know eventually. She will tell our...
The clock will know. Yeah, the clock will know. Mm-hmm. The clock already does know, because they hired you, you know. Anyway, so this is what she will tell you. Their tribe is called the Vaucour. Vaucour.
That's the tribe.
Blood Harvester Bryn is the chieftain. Not much is known about them. It is extremely difficult to approach them, at least for normal folks. They have taken over some ruins in the Great Woad. The Great Woad is the jungle above Dalrath. And they have built a tower there in Blood Harvester's honor. It is a relatively large settlement with civilians. Like, not all the orcs there are, like, fighters. There are women and children. There are families there. It's, like, essentially, it's like a small city. They have some, like, unusual beasts that no one has ever seen before. They're sort of like panther sized dog dragons, and they can like cloak themselves, they can like turn invisible. They've been disrupting the woad. So a woad is like a magical forest, basically. So this the Great Woad is a magical jungle, and like they have been disrupting the magic there. And the ecosystem of the jungle is not happy with them being there. There have been reports of corrupted orcs that explode and bleed acid blood.
Whoa. What the fuck?
Yep. And she'll tell you they have like a... They're pretty sure they know like relatively the area in which the ruins reside. It's not like super deep into the woad, but it's kind of like in and to the left. Or to, you know, the west. So...
To the left.
Yeah, so that's what she, you know, that's what they were able to dig up about it. And then for your guys', you know, FYI, traveling to Dalrath, or traveling up there to that area, is gonna take about 3 weeks. Because you have to travel through the Black Forest on your way, and that in and of itself takes a long time. But that's also if you're going at like regular traveling pace and you're not like rushing it. If you rush it, you do run the risk of like exhausting your horses. But you could probably save like if you did double time, you couldn't realistically do double time like every day for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I would say, yeah, you could probably shave off like 4 days if you hustled. Although there's probably actual pool for it.
I'll go to Charlie Big Bottom for distance travel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's pretty far. It's further than Black Bottom, further than Tor. It's all the way. North. Yeah. So think about what you guys want to bring. Think about what, you know.
Should I make an appointment with the magic shop?
Maybe. To see if they got any more of those houses. And yeah, see what they got. It's always nice to check in with the magic shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can.
Take me to the magic shop.
You can contact the curator, Sumac Toll.
Yeah, get that taken care of.
Thank you for listening to Roll Forth. This has been the Empire Initiative featuring Samaria Hawkins as Lady Zavari / Lady Latria, Ryan Musgrove as King Dart of the Hopkins, Rachel Voss as Rain Vosgrove, and our wonderful MD, Shanna Cantu. We know our audio is in need of improvement, and we have been working really hard on it, like really hard. So please, if you could just give us some grace and some patience, as we work towards creating a better audio experience for you, we really hope that, you know, having a taste of what is good audio is to come with the Ham Fact this week, as well as our outros and some other things. We just recorded a lot of stuff in the beginning, and so we're just working to it. You just really have to keep with us. Of course, I hope that the story that we're telling is keeping you coming back, but really just we're getting there. We're getting there. Just stay with us. Just stay with us. And, you know, to help you get there, here is some Bardo for today. I believe in you. Please, stay safe, friends.
I do have, like, a lot to get to level 20, I believe. Just, God.
Let's right up to 20. So, let's do it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I was like, I don't know if I ever told you guys that. I told Samaria that. Like I have plans for it to be at level 20 or close to level 20. I'm not 100% sure.
All like what? Four or five tiers of play.
Let's go. But also, we gotta go. Bye. Bye.
Bye.